The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, text, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Yep, that's us. Good morning, Risa.
Well, happy President's Day.
Yep, happy President's Day. Didn't we just have a President's Day not too long ago?
Well, depends on who you talk to.
We just come around so fast. That's just unbelievable. But, today was, the Iwo Jima invasion. That was back in 1945. And I don't know, is this getting boring, Risa, waking up every day to like 75 degrees? And or should we just take it for granted?
It's supposed to be colder. We're actually supposed to have some winter weather this week. And it's even actually supposed to be snowing up in the pass.
Wow. Well, you know, yeah, it might drop down to 60. That's pretty rough. I mean, what can you do? And Reese, you could tell there's people moving out here. There's no doubt. I go down the freeway that used to be orange groves, and now they're all complexes and apartments and townhomes. It's just all over the place. No more.
I know, and the traffic is horrendous in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you know, the traffic's horrendous and everything, but the prices there are so high. They say a one-bedroom apartment is going for like $2,300 or something. How do people afford to live there?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anyone, excuse me, who really makes enough money to pay rent.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but we got to find out how they do it. But anyway, moving into Hot Topic time here, moving right along.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic.
Okay.
Hello there. I'm choking to death here, but I'm okay. But I did want to talk about President's Day. It is an American holiday. Everybody doesn't have presidents. Some people have royalty. We don't. And it was originally established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. And when I went to school, we had Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday. But they've added so many holidays that they combined the 2 days, and now the federal government, which still calls it Washington's birthday, and the schools and the post offices and things like that get the holiday off. Everybody does it. Clearly we don't. But it's nice to have a nice holiday in February that at least some people get off work. And my other hot topic is the Olympics. The Olympics have been fabulous. I love individual sports and the snowboarders and the skiers and the bobsledders and the luge. It's all been great. I've really enjoyed it this year. I always say I don't watch sports, but I do watch the Olympics, especially the Winter Olympics. And it's going to be really exciting. We've got a lot of Americans contending for medals tonight. So if you haven't been watching it, check it out. It's been lots of fun. And what's your hot topic?
Well, news updates. We have, do I get a drum roll? Anyway, there we go. Okay, I feel better now. Okay, President Trump is supporting the improved background checks for potential gun owners, and the Parkland students say we're going to be in the last mass shooting. He said they're the last mass shooting. They're supporting and have movements for gun control, and that was after the 17 students were fatally shot at the school in Florida, and a lot of people want the gun control. College sports warns against moves to legalize betting. What's your opinion on that? I don't know. We'll talk about that A lot of positives, a lot of negatives. They say it's fun, but they say it can be dangerous. A Republican State Rep McNeil has he's put out a bill that would ban sports betting. Black Panther blows away box office with $192 million weekend. The Marvel
I saw
film
it this
Disney.
Weekend. I contributed to that $190 million weekend.
Okay, that was, $20 for a ticket or something? It's going up so much.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it surpassed expectations of moving the fifth largest grossing debut ever recorded, followed by Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Jurassic World, and The Avengers. U.S. has 5 gold and 3 silver and 2 bronze so far in the Winter Olympics. U.S. women's hockey team will face Canada in the gold medal games. Some event success can be determined by, this is amazing. I mean, I know the cars have this, but they're talking about milliseconds. What would have been just a tie to the human eye is now a literal tie, but by the special high image videos they have, it's milliseconds. So you could lose a medal by just a hundredth of a second or something. Nearly all of Puerto Rico could have power restored by next month, finally. A lawsuit alleged the big Thomasville fire, the biggest one ever, that SC Edison was kind of neglectful regarding some of their power poles. And Edison is moving some of those poles, and they're saying, leave them there, we want to inspect them, so we'll see what happens. Winter Storm Noah brings quick round of snow to parts of the Northwest after their big thaw. They're getting their stuff back again. It's just cold. Now, what are the two warmest in the U.S.? Okay, that's Phoenix at 95 and Miami at 100. The two coldest, Fairbanks, Alaska at minus 16 and Grand Forks, North Dakota at minus 3. Reese, what would happen if you left Fairbanks and you landed in Phoenix? I mean, would you like crack in half going from 10 below zero to 100 degrees? That would be a traumatic shock for you, wouldn't it? Wow. I mean, I had an experience when I left LA. It was 85 degrees and I landed in Chicago and it was 10 degrees above zero. Now, getting out of the plane was no big thing. You're in the terminal and everything, but boy, walking out that door into the parking structure, that was a shock.
I don't want to go either of those extremes. So
wow.
I'll stay in LA.
Well, you got a commercial coming up, Reese.
It's a commercial time.
And I'll tell you, we are excited. There's so much stuff going on. Recently, we also, until we start the commercial real quick, I'll get in there that tomorrow Eric's going to be speaking at the Power Team International. That's going to be at the Marriott, 18,000 Von Karman in Irvine from 7 to 9. He'll be speaking with Bill Walsh, Shelley Hunt, and others. And I'll tell you, talking about getting up to date on this high-tech stuff, which is Reese's ex field too, among her acting and everything. Reese, I suppose you've seen some of the stuff that's going on with the high tech movement and this AI situation, which I'm going to have a special show on that next week. The artificial intelligence, Reese, it's going crazy. I want to go into this next week, but just until we get our commercial rolling here,
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulu's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
SafeSolutions.com. And Ruth, I'll tell you, we have a special guest, but not only special, unique. I'll say she is unique. Her name is Dr. Dante Sears, and she's very unique because I say that because in the world of not only getting healthy, but maintaining health, that's the secret. It, you know, she goes beyond traditional health routines to the actual mind-body connection. All right, now, it's not only mind-body connection, which people say, well, this is, by the way, it's proven by the scientific community and shared by scriptures in the Bible. And I've learned that, the way in which you think determines the outcome, this is where she's at. And she's an entrepreneur and also has an extensive background in real estate. Dante, she's got a mindset of thinking positive and teaching how truly believing can change your life. And, you know, Reed, that's just a simple quote. People say, oh, yeah, think positive. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's a real thing, you know. So let's see if we got Dante. And Dante, Dr. Dante Sears, you on with us? Okay, we're going to.
We're having technical difficulties this morning.
We have, what it is we have a lot of calls that came in. But I'll just review it a little bit. So, Reese, we were talking about this, you and I, with the health. You know, like, you get to a certain age, you're going to have issues. But, you know, and people come up with this statement, oh, you got to think positive, and they look over their shoulder, yeah, right. But, you know, it's literally now with these cameras they have that can go inside and film your veins and stuff like that, they literally had studied the brain and showed how really thinking positive can change brain chemistry. It's unbelievable, which can affect your body and your healing factors and things like that. You know,
absolutely.
Have you noticed that at all, Reed? Have you stepped into that field where you?
Oh.
Reed Gray has literally sat back and tried to think positive in a situation you've had. Have you experienced that?
I come out of a very negative environment. And they weren't negative on purpose. It was just a way of being. So it has been really a quest almost for me to think positive on a regular basis. But it really does work. And I'm not talking pie in the sky stuff. But if you think negatively, you get doom, you get gloom, you get depression. And when you change your mindset and you think positive, think good, happy thoughts, it's amazing how it really does affect your body. There is definitely a mind-body connection.
Yeah, and you know, you wonder, all right, here we are, we're sitting here, and we're thinking, how can a thought change what comes into your life? But I guess there's some stuff out there we just don't understand. And they say it even moves into the plant world. They did a test where they had a lot of static, a lot of negative stuff in a room, and another room they had positive, and it, wow, you know, that's kind of hard to believe it. People would roll their eyes back, but they say it literally had healthier plants. Did you ever see that Curlian stuff, Freak? Did you ever hear of that Curlian photography?
No, what's that?
Wow, this is crazy. It's old. It's been around a long time. They had a plant with this leaf, and they cut the leaf. And they took a picture of this afterwards. The leaf was still there. It's like little glittery things, but the outline of the leaf is still there, and yet it's cut off. It shows that what used to be is still there in energy, basically. And it's the same with if something happens with the finger, or, you know, we don't want to think of that, but it's easier to think of the plant scenario. But the life force, whatever it's called, the energy of that, it literally stays there for a while. And that's called Curlian photography. You look it up sometime. And but, you know, you remember that you've heard the expression, I've used this before when I talked about my diagnosis. They asked Larry, they said, can you give us a show? Well, come on, Larry King has done so many shows. How could he all of a sudden give you one specific show? And he said, yeah. And they're thinking, like, wow, this must be a special show. And he said,
hey, guys.
You know, basically, hey,
there what, she
there
is.
Hey, I'm in. All right. I've been sitting here listening going, all right, tell me when to go.
Dr. Dante says I gave you quite a buildup, and Reetha and I had been through a lot, and we were just discussing the power of the positive on your life, and I, you know, I shared with everybody that you're very unique because you tie in the actual mind-body connection, which is today in science they're finding out that it's really essential in health. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
You're kind of you're into that. What kind of moved you into that field of improving people's lives and health and so on?
Well, it's actually really funny that you asked me that because as I was waiting, there was a little difficulty getting me through. My mom sent me a picture of my father's gravesite, and I was thinking, wow, what a interesting timing because, you know, my father he was like a really amazing athlete and. You know, both my parents were, but my dad was, like, exceptional. Baseball, basketball, football. And he was, like, the athlete that athletes looked up to. And he got drafted to play for the White Sox. So his dream came true. He couldn't pick between the three sports, so it was picked for him. And when he went for his physical, they told him he had testicular cancer. And, you know, even the doctors couldn't believe it because he's sitting there with a six-pack. I mean, this guy, you know, he runs for breakfast. But back then they just didn't have the knowledge. And so, you know, they opened him up with surgery and metastasized and I ended up losing my father. He died within 6 months of getting cancer. And so it actually shaped my entire life because I literally ran out of the womb. I was born in an hour and, I was running from like my first memories was running, racing all the time. And I started to worry that, well, if my dad died of cancer, maybe I can die of cancer, you know? And so, you know, I was in the acting and modeling field and all that as a kid. I was an Oshkosh model. But in the back of my head, I just kept thinking, you know, I have to find out how to beat cancer or I will never feel secure because it just seemed like such an easy, silent killer. And in fact, my grandfather died within a few months of there. Like, he had a heart attack. So it was like, I lost my dad, then my grandpa. And so this thing, you know, it touched me on such a real level because I literally grew up with no male father figures because of these incidents. And I thought, you know, you see people like Steve Jobs, for instance, and look at he achieved everything he wanted, very ambitious person, and then he died of cancer. So I thought, you know, this thing is huge. And
this
it affected
big,
my
really
entire
big.
Family. Yeah, it affected,
and,
you know, I didn't just lose my dad.
Like,
I kind of lost my mom because she was, you know, grieving. So it was like... This, huge.
This
Go
is
ahead.
A story that Reetha and I have heard before. Somebody in the family, there's a book I read about diabetes where the lady, you know, she went into medicine in it because she lost her father or mother. And it kind of gives them an obsession to get into that. You've learned over the years, I know you've got so much of a background with the real estate and so on, but we'll just touch on this. With this health, you're into the food, and what steered you into realizing that it's more than just the food and the exercise, it's the mental part?
That's a very good question. So what happened was I was an athlete, and you know, people were talking about me being in the Olympics. I was a track star 7 out of 10 events, and I was the fastest person in my state. And some of the athletes, as we sit there and we're talking, we're like, you know, everybody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? And they're like, everyone gets hurt. Every athlete, they get an injury. You know, most of them end their career. And I was thinking, oh, not me. You know, I never get injured. But, you know, something about what they said, it resonated with me. And next thing you know, my joints started grinding, and they found out that I was, like, losing cartilage in my knees, and I wasn't. And my doctor said, you know, if you keep running, you're going to be in a wheelchair by the time you're 40. And they actually scheduled me for a surgery where they were going to break the bones from my hips down. Like metal pins in my legs. Now you're talking the fastest sprinter in all of Arizona at the time, right? And so I'm going, there's no way. And they said, oh, you'll just, you know, learn to walk again. You'll be in a body cast 6 months. No big deal. You'll be in a wheelchair a little while, and then you start over. And I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. So, you know, my resolve was like, no. I come from a long line of people that are positive thinkers. You know, even my dad was. You know, I was just like, there's no
way
in heck. So I didn't, I wouldn't
do
that.
No way.
You
wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And yet I just read
no.
an article about a girl in India or somewhere wanted to be a couple inches taller. So they had to break both her legs and separate them and do the stuff. And I'm thinking, like, wow, just to be an inch and a half taller. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, my mom was really concerned, you know, and every doctor I went to said, you know, you've got to have the surgery. And I don't know. I just had this in me naturally. And I was like, there's no way you're cutting me open and there's no way I'm doing that. And so I just started thinking, what would it take to fix my legs? You know, I had flat feet and falling arches and all this stuff. So I started wearing high heels because I figured it had an arch in there, you know, and I started doing things to combat that. And then I never heard it again from a doctor. And so I was like, you know, I mean, I'll be 40 in a few years and I haven't seen any wheelchairs.
We got a problem.
Well, that's a wonderful thing.
See if you can figure this out, Dante. An article I read here, a fitness article, okay, shape.com said that 73% of Americans work out one or more times per week. Okay, that's fine. Now, and yet only 12% of U.S. adults had proficient health literacy. Now it goes to after I read those stats, over one-third of U.S. adults, 77 million, would have a difficult time with common health tasks. So it says, they're working out, and yet so many of them are out of shape.
Well, here's something really interesting that I've stumbled upon, and it was said that, you know, people that work in hotels and they clean the they clean the hotel rooms. They said they surveyed them and they found out that about, you know, 25% of them, they believe that their work is exercise and they're in fantastic shape. They look great, right? Because they were like, why are these overweight women cleaning the rooms? They're doing all this work all day. They should be thinner. But the other 75%, they believe it's work. They think it's work and they don't think it's exercise. So since they don't think it's exercise, it's not exercise. And the other 25% who believe it's exercise, they have great bodies and don't have to exercise. So it really comes down to the mindset. And I went to school to be a life coach, and they walked me back to every injury I had. And what happens is every injury, every problem, there's that moment of doubt where you think, I'm going to get hurt. If I keep doing this, I'm going to get hurt. And boom, you get hurt. Boom, just like that. So more control than we think.
That's how come I couldn't be a good horseback rider, because of my fear of falling off of a horse and breaking something.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And they say what you fear, what you oppress is what becomes reality.
Well,
what you suppress becomes reality.
This doesn't make any sense, because Aretha's worried about falling off a horse, yet she'll jump out of a space shuttle with a new type of parachute, or she'll go jumping out of a helicopter into the Antarctic. She does this crazy stuff.
Well, fear is totally illogical.
And that's what I try to tell people. Fear is absolutely illogical. And going back to the cancer thing, cancer has just absolutely ravished my family. And I've had to really work hard at saying, you know, it won't get me. It won't get me. And I spent most of my life saying, well, I'm going to die before I'm 60 anyway. Well, I'm well over 60, and I haven't died.
Yay!
So,
Aretha.
Thank God
Mickey
we love
Mantle.
Aretha.
Dante Aretha, do you remember a ball player named Mickey Mantle?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Of course, superstar. Okay, he thought that he had a lifestyle of drinking and, you know, not taking care of himself, because he thought the same thing Aretha did. It's going to be an early go because of his family. He had the history of that. Well, it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
He kept living and living, and he started changing his ways. But there has to be a switch here, because you go by the gym, and here's all these 20-year-olds. They're all skinny, and they're pedaling away while the other people are home eating hamburgers and watching TV, and they're overweight. Why don't we switch this group and put them in the gym, take the other group and put them in front of the TV with a burger in their hand, let them gain some weight? What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, here's the magic, though, is something that I learned, and I'm so glad we touched upon this because now I'm going to get back to it, is that in everything you do, if you believe that you are exercising, if you stretch your arm and you go, oh, I'm lengthening my body as I stretch my arm, you know, I'm opening up my hip bone and stretching it as I'm doing this, then you are going to experience something that is very close to exercise, and you will be in much better shape than if you sit there going, I should be exercising. I wish I could. It's for the young people. I'm not
exactly.
going to do it.
Now, remember,
you know, you've
got to
get up and do something.
We're talking about cancer. Remember, ACS 91991. Okay, text ACS, American Cancer Society, 91999, or ACS Easy Way Cares.com. ACSEasyWayCares.com, working with the American Cancer Society. Well, Dante, I want to thank you for coming on. I know you're a very busy lady, and you're just with the real estate, the health, keeping people in shape. You need to move into the baby boomer world. We could use you over here with these baby boomers.
Well, I was going to say, if someone wants to get in touch with you regarding, you know, life coaching or health or real estate, how would people get in touch with you, Dante?
Yes, thank you guys for saying that. They can reach me on my website. It's DanteSears.com, or they can go to BeatYourDiagnosis.com, and we help people to reverse their diagnosis from terminal to healed, from hopeless or incurable to curable. So if anyone needs help with that, I would love to assist them.
And Dante is D-A-N-T-E, right?
Uh-huh, Dr. just like
Dante.
The Inferno, and Sears like the store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dante. It's time to move on to Carmelita's Corner, and appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day, and hope to have Ann again sometime and give us some more tips on keeping healthy.
Thanks so much, Jim and Rita. You have a great show. You guys are doing great, and say hi to Carmelita for me. Bye-bye.
Okay,
right.
Good talking to
you,
Dante.
Okay, Rita, it's time for one of our favorite segments, Carmelita's Corner. And let's move on to Carmelita. And until we do, we'll wait for that little special drum roll thing.
Are we going to Carmelita? Or are we going to take time? Where are we going?
Well, we'll find out in a second. But until Carmelita comes on, we have our tech time special too, and you're getting more popular with this tech issue because people are kind of getting lost out there because things are evolving so fast into these apps and so on and so forth. They're, and if you don't keep up with your business or something, if you don't keep up naturally, you fall behind. And mistakes are being made with these cell phones as far as upgrading and this and that. But Reed, I just can't afford to keep going getting a new cell phone every 6 months. You know, how often do we get to change these things, you know?
You really have to change every couple of years to keep up with the technology.
Okay, you say about every 2 years. And by that time, my phone is pretty much cracked and so on. So if you see a crack in your phone or something, does that mean the stuff could leak out of there like radiation and so on, or is that just a fallacy?
Well, in theory, no. But in theory, the Bluetooth and the internet and all of the waves that are in the air are affecting you anyway. So it doesn't have to be cracked. There's studies that show that people get brain cancer from having the phones in their ears all the time. And so, you know, we haven't been using cell phones long enough to really know what's really going on, how it's really affecting us.
I think you hit the nail on the head. We really don't know what's going on. And how is it going to affect all the teens and young adults that are walking around with their heads tilted forward, just, you know, using their thumbs and getting all this information? Will that affect our health, sleeping next to your cell phone and your computer and all that stuff?
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulu's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Okay, I'm unmuted now. Is there anyone else here?
I'm here, Reese. And I was just sharing with everybody until we can turn it up. Okay, here we go. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, here we are. Happy, happy day. Oh, yes. Oh, happy day. It's going to be a happy day now that we're on. I understand we had a little bit of tech challenges, but we have to stay positive, just like Risa and Jim and our beautiful Dante were talking about. Yes, I definitely believe in positive thinking. And now I would like to introduce our beautiful guest with her handsome husband, Mary Ellen Bloomingdale. Are you there?
I am, and good morning to you, Carmelita, and thank you. I'm so honored to be on with you. And a happy birthday to Eric of Easy Broadcasting. Known Eric a long, long time.
Yes, I understand. I think that we both met you about the same time. Was that it? It's been a few years back when Larry Colvin had that wonderful event. He asked me to sing the national anthem for the arrival of the very, very well-known artist of China, Chao Yun. And
yes.
That was at the time when I met you. Well, we've all become a big family since then. Eric has invited me to be a part of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, and it's just been a wonderful ride. I've been on board since November 2016. And while I'm mentioning that, let me just say that we're going to ask the listeners to subscribe to easywaynetwork.com. He's got all kinds of information about what's going on. He's got a huge event coming up about his birthday, as you mentioned, March 24th, and it's going to be at the Business Center in Anaheim, which I'm sure he'll tell us more about a little bit later. But anyway, let me just welcome you and Danielle Viosculescu. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but...
It's okay.
I was trying to practice before I came on the air, but I still, got a little tongue-tied there. But anyway, I understand that you are from Romania, and
yes.
As you and I were talking with your lovely wife here, you know, you were one of the ones that did it the correct way of immigrating here the way everybody should. And it was a process of 10 years, but now you are here. And you probably know more about our country than the natural-born American citizens, because I know there's a very rigorous test that you have to take. So anyway, congratulations and welcome. Welcome to America.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so I want to start out by saying that Mary Ellen is very, very involved in animal consciousness, and between the two of you, you have a operation out of Colorado where you raise poodles, beautiful poodles. And can you tell us about that?
I became very interested in standard poodles because I felt that they were so elegant, and then started studying and learned a lot about their demeanor, their temperaments, and how they could help many different kinds of people in the country and the world. I mean, they come from Germany originally, and they are also water dogs, retrievers,
mm-hmm.
very happy. And so when I started learning about this, I was a very, very active real estate broker. And having the poodles to come home to was my sanctuary. They give you life. They heal you emotionally because they're always there for you. Then about 20 years ago, I started up with the Thalians and began at that point donating poodles to very worthy charities, which one was Cedar Sinai, and then I went to John Wayne, and then the Jeffrey Foundation. I have donated poodles to many children's charities, such as
the Hearts of the West.
Oh, the Hearts of the West, and also Miracle Babies, of course. So anyway, it's been fantastic, and the fulfillment that I receive out of the giving and the educational process of many, many people. I always personally deliver my puppies, and giving is just the healthiest thing in life that a person can do.
Well, you know, Mary Ellen, you are such an elegant lady and such a caring person. I just want to give our audience a little bit of some of your quotes. And you speak about how involving your poodles shows the beauty of caring, always giving back as all animals do. Their selflessness heal the souls and hearts of all around them. Respect your pet. Respect each other. And that's a quote that you sent to me. And it pretty much wraps up how you approach the world, and, you know, how your beautiful poodles represent your statement.
I honestly believe this because the biggest and most elegant things that I receive in the way of comments are the fact that my poodles seem to be the most beautiful, stable, well-temperamented puppies on earth. And it's just, it's phenomenal to me because it is just the way they are handled, the way they are birthed, they're socialized from the day they're born, they're touched, they're handled, their toenails are clipped. I have a lot of different ways of handling them, rocking them. And lo and behold, if it doesn't just create a very stable, proud puppy with a temperament that they're not having to worry about how they're going to be treated one minute from the next. Stability is also regimentation, which also gives strength and pride of their minds.
Yes, that's one of the things that I've noticed about you. When I first met you, you had this huge, beautiful poodle, and you said that was a standard, right?
They're standard poodles, and that definitely was Isaac Sebastian, and he did very well that evening, and that was a marvelous evening at the in Long Beach there when I first met you. You were dressed elegantly with that beautiful purple hat.
Oh, well, you know, I appreciated having that opportunity, and I have Larry Colvin to thank for that, and also for having the opportunity being presented to me through him of meeting you. And he wanted to give a shout out to you, by the way. He says hi, and he also said he has a job for you. So let's see what that's all about.
I'm always ready to jump in with both feet, no matter what, and I'll handle just the way it is. You move on and move forward and give.
Yes, and speaking of giving, by chance, Alice Morris Winston was there too, the founder of the Jeffrey Foundation, of which you spoke. This year, she gave me the honor of being a model for her last fundraiser, and the owner of the Four Seasons Hotel, Beverly, was there, and it was just a wonderful event.
Well, I haven't been able to join Alice for quite some time. However, I have been to many, many of her events, and of course, Larry Coven always took care of those. And I might add that Chef Kirk started with a lot of cooking and presenting beautiful, beautiful spreads for the Jeffrey Foundation, and then moved on to many others. And he just passed away last week, which is a tremendous loss to all society. He was a loving man, and he was actually the head chef to President Ronald Reagan years back.
Mm-hmm. Well, cooking for a president, he must have been really good.
I'd say.
Yes, and mentioning Larry, he also was a DJ at Alice's last event, too. He hosted the music. So he gets
around.
Yeah,
I saw that. He and Marcia are fantastic people.
Yes, yes, definitely. And mentioning that event where we first met, Chow Young, his sister, Jean Young, who is actually married to Leo Ock, who is a wonderful photographer, they were at the event where you were honored at the Diamond Rose Lady in Red event. And I'm not sure if you saw them there because there were so many people, but I'm so happy that you were able to hop on a plane, you and Danielle, and make that trek to Beverly Hills where the event was held. And I hope you had a good time.
Well, yes, and I did meet with them. We took some photos and we spoke of Chow and the event. And I'm very, very thankful. And also, keep in mind, I am only a short plane ride away from my hometown in San Diego in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Beverly Hills is the love of my heart, I should say. Besides Daniel here,
I hope that those of you who are on Facebook had a chance to see the photo of the two of you together, cheek to cheek. You were definitely appropriate for the season of February, the month of love. And of course, every day should be love, and love needs to be around the world to cure it of what is going on now. I mean, we've got 7 wars at any given time. I mean, it's just really unfortunate that, you know, that people seem to feel that the best way to cure their problems is to knock one another over the head. That is really, really not very smart. But anyway, we really need to keep this love thing going. You know, remember that song about how love heals the world?
Well,
so
yeah, Carmela and
Carmelita. Uh-huh.
I might add that so many people say that when they see Daniel and I together, and the fact that love certainly bubbles out of your soul and your eyes, because it's very recognizable, and our soul is very important to life.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And I
love, life is empty. Without love, life is empty.
That's right. That's right. You know, one of the things we talked about also earlier is your accomplishment in the field of education. And I understand you were an engineer in your country, that it was quite a feat because of how rigid the, you know, strict their system is there, and that you actually surmounted any obstacles and became a successful engineer and graduated with honors, as a matter of fact. And you have also been entrepreneur, owning and opening several businesses that were needed there before you came to America. And eventually you landed in Texas and you gained employment at NASA and then moved on to Boeing and Aeronautical in Oregon. And after 10 years, you became a U.S. citizen. Can you tell us the difference of the educational system in Romania as a comparison to that here in America?
Sure. Back then, Romania, being a poor country without education, we couldn't get anywhere. So education, it was pretty much everything what we had to offer. I mean, what we had to gain to offer back after, you know. So pretty much now, I mean, this is my 40.
Tell them where you started in kindergarten and the demands and the years.
Yeah, I mean, education practically starts in Romania at the age of 5, you know, when you go to the kindergarten. And then from there on, you continue into, like, primary school, middle school, then so on and so forth, you know.
Okay.
But the difference, what I see compared to here you choose your classes. There the classes are not chosen to you, you know. So you have to pass every class that the system has to offer. So if not, you repeat the year. So.
That's pretty rough.
When I graduated the 8th grade, I had to pass 13 exams in order to go to high school, to junior high. And then after that, they keep on adding, you know, like specialty classes and all. When I was on the 5th grade, my trade is on mechanical engineering, and I open up a machine shop here. So I start doing this trade actually from the 5th grade.
That was what I wanted.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
so now the two of you together are operating the animal consciousness of breeding and raising poodles.
This is practically Mary Ellen's side. What I have here, I open up here in Colorado Springs a machine shop, and I'm keep developing it. For Mary Ellen, I want to actually build like a poodle sanctuary. And this is my goal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look into rescue poodles and doing as many poodles. I mean, I want this vault. We bought a property here, which is pretty large property, and it gives us the opportunities to work with the poodles we have, but we want to extend. I want to buy more land, and I want to make a poodle sanctuary.
So that we can help other people. I do rescue as very often as I am able to. But getting back to Daniel, when we met a while back, 5 years or so, he jumped right into helping me with my puppies and training the poodles in a lot of different types of fashion, and even the help in birthing them, and he still does this. He helps with bringing them in and out, and it's a whole family affair. It's lovely.
Well, you two are certainly a great match.
Well, thank
you. Yes, you can tell that when you see the two of you together, too. I mean, your connection, your love, your partnership speaks well of you. And I want to just congratulate you, and I think you're a great role model for so many young people coming up that can look to you and see what's possible in their world. And
oh,
it
absolutely
is possible.
Very important. And, you know, respect.
Yes.
Respect others. Respect yourself, and you will respect all.
Yes, and you know, it's just like when you're on the plane, they always tell you to put your mask on first. If there's an, you know, an emergency, your children, you know, they have to wait until mama gets their mask on before they can help somebody else. And basically, you know, that saying to love yourself, it's not being selfish. It's just that you have to have some self-respect. Otherwise, how can you give love to anyone else?
You're correct.
That's correct.
Yes. So are there any other pointers that you can give our listeners about what you're doing to keep a happy marriage?
Well, it's called communication and respect for one another. Trust.
And yes.
And respect and communication, I would say, are the primary issues with regard to a happy relationship. And a lot of people fail in this, and yet it's really so simple. The honesty is the most important thing, and the ability to speak about anything that is on your mind clears your mind and gives you a more stable and happy heart.
Well, listen, I want to thank you both for being my guests today. And I apologize for the technical glitch. That's the first time, I have to tell you, that's historical. That's never happened before. So hopefully that never happens again. But you were very patient.
We worked
and,
through it.
You know, and you hung in there until they brought us in. And I thank you again. I think that the interview was worth it. And we will stay in communication. And before we head out of here, I want to say again that I would like for our listeners to tune in to EasyWayNetwork.com. Eric is getting ready to celebrate his big birthday on March the 24th, and he is also supporting the American Cancer Society. And my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, is giving it a major donation. I'm going to be presenting one of those big donation checks on stage. So we're going to be there in force and in the house with Aretha Gray. She and I are going to drive in together to Anaheim, and she's a well-known actress. She's been a co-star with Betty White, Off Your Rocker, and as you heard, she's a co-host with Jim Zulli of the other portion of our program, Radio Boomers Live, and they're going to be coming on a little bit later after we head off to wrap it up. So I hope you've had a good time, and let's not let this be the last time. And here we go.
We'll plan on seeing you on the 24th.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Amazing. Carmelita always knocks that out of the park with her guests.
Always. And I'm a poodle person myself, even though mine's a toy. I'm definitely a poodle person.
Well, you don't have to worry about the walks and the fleas and all that kind of stuff. The shampoo's too much, you know, with that. But, you know, now they probably have chips in these. Because, you know, you ever see these? I won't push the button, but I picked up a little bear and Valentine's thing. And you push the button on the hand, and the voice comes out and sings a little song, but the actual mouth moves exactly the way the words are. That's amazing for a little stuffed toy. And we're talking about this AI stuff, this artificial intelligence. Now, this is going to another level with this technology. I mean, you know, people can have companions at their house, and it doesn't have to be a full-size person. It could be like this little thing I have. Eric gave it to me as a gift. It's Alexa or something. It's a little disc, like a hockey puck. And you could just ask it anything, you know?
Oh, I have Amazon Alexa. Matter of fact, that means I can drop in on you. Oh,
in fact, when
speaking
you said
of
that,
Eric, I think he's coming on.
Oh, I was texting him an email. I don't know if he could drop on. But
I had to pop on because my girl Mary Ellen Bloomingdale was on this show, and actually, I am in a very, very big corporate meeting, but I am leaving that meeting right now, and my wonderful team is handling that, because I wanted to give an extra special shout-out to Carmelita, first and foremost, for having Mary Ellen Bloomingdale on. But a lot of people don't know this. I've known – oh, by the way, hi, Dad. Hi, Retha. How's the show?
Hey. This is Retha and Jim on the show here.
Yeah, I don't want to take over your show, but you know I'm a host.
You've known them for a while, huh?
Well, you know, I'm a host, and I was going to say, actually, I'm a host on television now, and I'll be telling you guys a really awesome thing. But yes, I've known Mary Ellen Bloomingdale. I met her back in the day when we worked with Pearl Records in Universal. And that was when we had the platters and all that type of stuff. And if you go on YouTube, you can look up Eric Zulli or probably Pearl Records or anything like that. And you will see a lot of the footage, a lot of the stuff. But yeah, I've known Mary Ellen probably for at least 8+ years, and she's a very amazing, sweet lady. You heard her. I'm glad to hear that you're coming, Mary Ellen, on Mary Ellen Bloomingdale on to my birthday on March 24th, and we have some. We have some very pleasant surprises, and I'm not going to take up too much of your airtime, but I did want to tell everybody about the new deal. May I do that?
Absolutely.
New deal.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I know this is my network and everything, but it's your show, so I wanted to ask. So basically, guys, if you go on Facebook and you go to my timeline, you'll see I posted a post saying it's official. We've now joined forces with Holyfield, Evander Holyfield's family's TV network. Okay. And, we have been doing this for a long time. We've been, a lot of people have followed us. We've been hitting events. We've been networking. We've been hitting the internet for a very long time. We've had little things with TV here and there. I had a show on public access television for a while with Actors Reporter and Actors Entertainment. And then we were on KXLA channel 44 and different things, but we really didn't have a distribution deal that actually allows us to really, really get on TV, as well as all the OTT and mainstream, you know, even have our own box based upon the partnership. And recently, I was introduced to a lady by the name of DC, which is the president of Holyfield's TV network, My Holyfield TV, and She TV, which is also on Roku and Apple and Amazon and all the major stuff. But they're built in, pre-built into Philips TVs and Samsungs. I mean, this is mainstream. DirecTV, Dash TV, which NBC and Fox and all that stuff, all the big boys are on this, right? And so now, not only because, you know, when you first meet somebody and you get into something, I mean, to get into a opportunity like that, I mean, you're lucky to get an episode of your show to be on television, right, Retha?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, right, Retha, because Retha, you've been in the industry for a really long time. You've been on TV your whole life, so you know how hard it is to get that. Well, we not only, you know, did that, but my show that I did at Roscoe's, which I have, I don't know, 22-something episodes, they really liked it. They picked up the show. So the show is going to start now airing on television. It's going to be on the time slots. It'll be on what's called TV To Go that reaches, I think it's like 80 million-something people, and it's a major application that has tons of other major mainstream networks on it. You know, and then they also are on local channel 30 and 6.1, 6.5 and all this stuff in Los Angeles. And there are also a lot of local channels all over the map, pretty much.
Amazing.
If you follow my social media and you go to the Easy Way TV page, you'll see more and more information on this and more stats and numbers and cool graphics and whatnot. So not only did they pick up my show, but after they realized, you know, some of the relationship equity, some of the people that I know, some of the people that Easy Way has involvement with, and, you know, after bringing some things to the table, they have now made me an official executive at a CFO level for their TV network, which now means we can pick up other shows, we can help create networks, we can really help a lot of dreams come true, which really what I set out to do. And after, you know, Dad, you having cancer and all the wonderful things that God has done for me, I want to do nothing now but give back to everybody else and just do what the industry's not doing. And whatever doors that are shutting, we're opening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, amazing feeling to be able to – I mean, I've worked very hard for over 20 years to be able to get to this point. And, you know, now we're we're there. So yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody that. Yay. So if you guys want to follow my show Saturday at 1 o'clock, you'll hear more and more. And this Saturday, we actually have a very major platinum artist that's coming on, and one of the biggest influencers in the world that actually teaches about influence. So that's my show, Easy Talk Live. And I'll go ahead and give it back to you and Rita. And I, again, want to give a big shout out to Mary Ellen Bloomingdale. Totally. Love her. Well, I'll see you on my birthday, sweetie. So a great segment, Carmelita, and I'll see you guys later.
Well,
okay, Eric, thanks for
that's
popping in.
Great news, Eric. I mean, it's always amazing how many things you're doing. It's incredible.
I'll tell you, Aretha, I observed some of this stuff, and I'm just dumbfounded by how he handles so much stuff, and he just keeps moving forward. And
If I have any more time, I can tell you guys some more amazing things. That was just like one. I'm trying to do one amazing thing per show because there's so many amazing things happening now. I mean,
well,
God is it's amazing because when God opens the floodgates, it becomes the dam is breaking. You know, or a tsunami. You know, when the doors start opening up. You know, it's a hotel of doors opening up. You know what I mean? It's
incredible.
That's true. Yeah, because, you know, like when the devastation hits an area, it's terrible. But, you know, then the people regroup, rebuild, and wind up with new and better. It's not that it should happen as terrible thing sometimes, but out of the ashes, you know. And I
just want to say this too, for anybody that's experiencing any difficult situations or hard times or lack of faith or anything like that, keep your faith and keep going because it gets better. You know what I mean? Like no matter what, everybody says don't give up. But if you keep your faith, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always that special door that actually opens up for you. I mean, you can get a knock on a billion doors, but one of them eventually will open within that 1 to a billion doors, you know?
Exactly. That's true. And like they said, you know, that one with Churchill, when they asked him to speak, they were disappointed. He didn't say much. He just got up and he said, never give up. And he went and sat down and they're looking at each other like, what the heck? We got this guy out here and he doesn't say anything. And they asked him to come back up again. And he got back up on stage and he said, never give up, and went and sat down again. So, but anyway, great. Thanks for popping in, Eric. And this is amazing what you're putting together. And I'll tell you, I got to write a book someday and show you the resilience of this guy, Eric Zulli. He's just amazing. And
you raised a great son. What can we say? The apple does
but
not
anyway,
fall
Lisa,
far from the tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like it's wrap-up time again, and it seems like it just goes so fast. It's Monday.
It does.
Jeez, this is crazy. Does time
it
seem
is.
To be going faster for you, Reed, too? Does it seem to be going by faster?
Time flies. It absolutely flies. And we will be back next Monday, 10 a.m., same place, same station. And look forward to seeing you then.
There you go. So stay in shape, everybody. Keep healthy. Keep the faith. And we'll talk to you next Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Radio Boomers Live.
We actually have a caller. We're always about our Easy Way family and all our audience. We actually have about 20 callers. But we actually have Hugh.
We have a lot.
We actually have Hugh from Virginia. So, Hugh, go ahead and say hello to Aretha and my dad on the Radio Boomers Live show.
Hi, Hugh. How are you today? On this President's Day, I was just coming across your show and talking about God and never giving up. And I just wanted to identify myself because I actually share common background with President Trump, but I'm not into the ego like he is. And I do have a poem in the President Ronald Reagan Library that's discussed as a weapon against terrorism that Maya Angelou had kind words to say about, too. So if I could... Yes, and I have strategies I'm bringing forth that will show people how to shift into new paradigms and root out corruption globally at the same time. That's the biggest problem mankind has had since the beginning.
Well, that's for sure.
You're
on with myself, Eric's dad, and Aretha Gray, Betty White's co-star from Off Their Rockers. We're both listening to you here and all our listeners, and we appreciate it. So how's the weather down there?
Well, it's a little overcast today, but I'm sort of in the center of the universe here. It's pretty nice. Tomorrow it's supposed to be up to 78 degrees and sunny, so it's quite interesting.
Okay. We can handle that.
But Ronald Reagan Library, that's cool. You have an article up there.
Wow. Well, it's a blog. It's the word creativity, the number 777.com, where you can actually see the poem I dedicated also to my Earth Angel wife. Is a picture of her on her wedding day, and she was a total Earth Angel to me. We were married 35 and a half years, and she blessed me with the lesson. I say that we all incarnate to learn the lesson of unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. And people are too focused on the material world, but we all did come from spirit. Even an atheist can't deny that. We will go back into spirit eventually. The material goods have absolutely no use in the spiritual realm, so that's why I'm looking for people to shift the way they think and act and do things.
Hey, Hugh, my name's Eric Cooley. I actually own the network, and I was the one speaking about God, and I'm very happy that you called in, and you're promoting yourself, and we want to keep in touch with you. So please do so to go to easywaynetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, easywaynetwork.com, and subscribe, and then look up anything Easy Way pretty much on the internet. Easy Way Radio is the show that we do every Monday. And we'll definitely maybe give you a call after the show and talk to you a little bit more. I'm interested.
Yeah,
in
if you could do that, if you have my number. I don't do anything inbound or outbound personally on the internet, but there's plenty of information if you simply Google my name or put it on YouTube, especially if you put Hugh Charleston and Maya Angelou, you'll hear me speaking with her, and it would be very timely for people to hear the kind words she had to say about my poem, Caring Sharing.
Well, your number did come up, the number that you called the studio. So if this is the number we can call you back at, we'll definitely do that. And thank you so much for calling in. The airtime is about to end in about a minute. So, Aretha, Dad, you got to end the show.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
God bless. So, Aretha, it's interesting. We do have callers that come in, but we don't normally take callers because we have the show charted a certain way, but we might start opening up to callers.
We have over 800,000 listeners on Easy Way Radio now. Okay, you got 30 seconds. End the show.
Okay, we got to go. Thank you for calling in. Thanks, Jim and Carmelita and your guests. And we look forward to seeing you Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Monday morning, 10 a.m. Stay healthy. Keep the faith, guys. So long from Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.